Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
There's this restaurant. It's called Tim's Place. It's in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And it is a father who helped his son, the very first person who has Down syndrome, to own their own business. And his father helped him to establish the business. And he has built this business on hugs. I mean, he built it on hugs. I think he has a counter where he builds it to, like, he's like 18,000 hugs so far. And it says, you know, he talks about, you know, you can get a hug and breakfast. You know, he's just so loving. He delivers the food to the tables, and it's his restaurant. And he have other people running the kitchen back there. But he's built, this young man with Down syndrome, built his restaurant, successful restaurant called Tim's Place. And I think they're talking about, even about franchising. It's Albuquerque, New Mexico. That just hugging people. You think about it. Just loving on them. A Down syndrome young man understands what so many don't understand, that God's kingdom is built on love. I mean, Jesus told us in John 13, 34 through 35, he says, a new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you're my disciples, if you love one another. And it's us loving each other. You know, it's us. And that happens in the context of family. It doesn't happen with a memo. It don't happen with a tweet. You know, I Twittered you, right? I tweeted you. I loved you. You know, it happens in the context of family, where you live your day-to-day life. You don't really know if you love somebody until you start living life with them, right?
Right.
And so people that say, you know, we're going to get married. Oh, we just love each other. We love each other. They get married, you know, it's like, you know, I've been thinking about this. No, now you're about to discover what love is. Now you're gone to love. And so he built his whole restaurant, Barbara. He built his whole restaurant on you know, he's just very compassionate. He goes there, and they come in there, and he just gives them a hug, whether they're the hugging type or not. And when they come back, they'll come back again for breakfast. I mean, how many ways can you do breakfast? You know what I'm saying? But you can do a hug every day. You can get a tongue. Imagine that. If you go there to get something to eat, you know, and you get a hug at the same time. Isn't that amazing? And that's, you know, that's it is when we come together in our VFN churches. You know, obviously it's like that. But if you be that person. If in your gathering, you know, where you gather together in your church and everybody's just kind of a business like, just start grabbing people and hugging people. And loving on him. I mean, if he can give 18,000 hugs and have a successful restaurant, I mean, and he could be a believer, you know, obviously he could be. But you know, that's going to set your gathering apart. You know, that's where it's going to draw people to want to come to God. He says it's the drawing of it. It's our unity that lets people know that they're loved by God as much as he loves his son in John 17:23. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.